Good evening and welcome to tonight's edition of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Daltremont-Smith, and we have in the studio with us our guest from the Zollner Arts Center, and we have Candy Storinos with us, who is Marketing Director at the Zollner Arts Center, and Andy Cassano, who is the Operations Director. And they are our guests to tell us about what's happening at the Zollner Arts Center during the second half of their 2017-2018 series, basically what's happening from now January through till about May of this coming year, and they have loads of stuff happening. Welcome, Candy. Welcome, Andy. It's difficult to Candy and Andy. which way round do we go? All right, welcome. Thanks for coming in to tell us about all the great things you've got happening.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. You have a very busy schedule. You've got lots of stuff in with, you've got dance in there, a pile of concerts, as always, covering the musical spectrum with folk in there and jazz in there and classical, of course, and funk and blues. You've got theatre, you've got lectures. So let's start off with the dance event that's coming up, the Jacob Jonas The Company, happening on Saturday, January 27th.
So Jacob Jonas is one of our modern dance companies that our artistic director, Deborah Sakarakis, just has this really awesome propensity to find. Jacob Jonas is based out in L.A. He has been around for quite a bit, but his company was formed only a handful of years ago. But it's a fast-rising company. This year, they were appointed by Dance Magazine as one of the top 25 dance companies to watch in 2018. And what's really amazing about them is that they're not just incredible dancers that infuse hip-hop, modern dance, contemporary ballet, the circus arts, and break dancing, but they also are incredible visual artists. They have 80,000 people that follow them on Instagram, because what they also specialize doing is doing their work in public places and then taking some amazing, just unbelievably beautiful photography about it. The Kennedy Center this year also named them one of the most important citizen artists in the United States. And the performance that they're doing here in just a couple of weeks, the major piece that they're doing is a piece called In a Room on Broad Street. It's one of his first major works that he's been touring for a while now. It's a piece about society's competitive nature, how it hurts relationships, creates work ethic, and brings certain qualities out in each individual, including balance, patience, and strength. It's a whole infusion of all of the major dance forms that they work in. They're incredibly beautiful dancers in a company that's not well known, but I can promise you, if you come out and see them, you will never forget them. You want to keep following them as their career moves along.
Yeah, their pictures are absolutely stunning, and we have this really big billboard, a couple of them actually, around town, just to show them off a little bit. So.
And a lot of the dance companies the dancers have come to are Cirque du Soleil and Palabolas. They've done work for also some major artists, from Justin Timberlake and Rihanna. They've done choreography on the Emmys and the MTV Movie Awards. So just some very talented dancers that just have a great diversity in the type of work that they are able to dance with.
We were talking a little bit about their music, too.
Right.
So they'll be performing to music by Philip Glass, Trent Reznor, Chris Westlake, who actually has developed music for the Minions movies. So it'll be a fun evening.
Interesting range of music.
Yes.
And Philip Glass music often is superb for dance. So you've got Philip Glass music there with dance. You've got Steve Reich. So two of the most well-known minimalist composers being involved in your program at different stages. Yeah. And Palopoulos, you liken them to as well, right?
Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of choreography that they use that's very it's very emblematic of the type of work that you'd see in Palabolas, and they also involve a lot of circus work as well too, which is why they have some dancers who've done a lot of work with Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, that sounds like a good one, and that's happening on Saturday the 27th, right, of January.
Yep, and as always, you can get more information at zollnerartcenter.org, and of course our phone number is 610-758-2787.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and keep reminding us, because obviously that's the best place. You're getting a flavor over the air here, but to get more information and also to make reservations, you going to the website or calling is the way to do it. All right, we talked about the major dance piece you have on. Let's go on to some of the music, because there's lots of stuff happening there. And One that WDIY is the media sponsor for that we're partnering with you is the Waylon Jennings, happening on Friday, February the 16th. Canada's Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings.
Every once in a while, we do that in a marketing meeting from time to time.
Right,
so.
The Waylon Jennings. They have a new album out, which we've been playing a lot on DIY. The album's 15, celebrating their 15 years together. And they've made a lot of good music over that time.
Yeah, their original pieces are some of my favorite. Nicky Mehta, Ruth Moody, and Heather Massey are... They came together by happenstance. They were in a singer-songwriter program at this tiny guitar shop in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and they just kind of like sat down and started singing together. And that, as they say, was that. Their blend is just incredible. Really phenomenal musicians. Some of the best-known Americana folk female trio in North America. They've been touring all over the world now with their sound. This is a concert that's already selling very, very well. So if people haven't gotten their tickets yet, I'd encourage them to get them very quickly because they are going very fast. And it's going to be a fantastic concert featuring some of the music on their new albums as well as some of the pieces that they've been very well known for.
I assume that will be the full hall will be open for that concert, right?
Yeah, the full hall is open, and I think we're already at about 2/3 capacity already. So, you know, it's going to be a really fantastic evening.
Wow. And for all the DIY listeners out there, Dina Hall, who's the host of Live from Godfrey Daniels every week, she'll actually be our pre-show performer. She'll be out in the lobbies before the Waylon Jennings putting on her own little performance for us.
And she'll be on at what, 7 p.m.?
Yes, the show starts at 8, so she'll be on around 7 p.m.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Yeah, I've attended some of those in the lobby area.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, it's a really nice way
it
to...
It is. They're well attended.
Yeah. And to bring in some other locally based musicians whose music is compatible and perhaps get more awareness to those musicians, to people who've come in for the big name.
Yep.
All right, so let's take a little listen to a bit from the Waylon Jennings' latest album, 15. So much good music on there. But I picked out just a little of the intro to Tom Petty's, the late, great Tom Petty's Wildflowers. So let's have a little snippet of that. Jennings, the intro to their take on Tom Petty's Wildflowers. The Waylon Jennings coming to the Zalma Center on February the 16th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, February 16th, 8 p.m.
Yep.
That's great Valentine's
that's
Day.
That's a Friday. Weekend. Right, yeah, Valentine's Day, 2 days before that. All right, let's move on to some fine world jazz, would be my description for it. South African jazz from Dollar Brand, or Abdullah Ibrahim, as he's been known for a long time, with his band Ikea. And the original concert, and you may have seen some of the publicity for it, would have paired Dollar Brand back with his fellow South African jazz musician, Hugh Masekela. The two of them had worked together in South Africa back in the late 50s as part of the Jazz Epistles. Unfortunately, Hugh Masekela isn't well enough to be performing, but you have a very fine replacement for him, right?
Yeah, Freddie Hendrix will be joining us on that show as the trumpet chair, and they're doing it in tribute to the Jazz Epistles, which is South Africa's first black jazz band, the first recorded jazz group, and it's highlighting their important contributions to modern jazz. Their original compositions were from their 1959 recording, and so that's what they'll be doing a bit of a tribute to. So it'll be, you know, Abdullah Ibrahim with the band Akeya and Freddie Hendrix.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a pretty remarkable show.
And there were, I think you were telling me there were some recordings discovered from that late 50s period that had not been...
Well, they thought they were lost. They had only made, I think, 500 copies
That's
at the
right.
time. So they thought that the recordings were lost. And so now what they've been trying to do, unfortunately, Hugh Masekela can't be there, but they were trying to kind of recreate what happened so many years ago.
Absolutely classic band of South African jazz. And South African jazz, it really has a special flavor to it. And Dolla Brand and Hugh Masekela were the two pioneers of that. And both of them, obviously it was under apartheid at the time, and both of them left South Africa because of apartheid. And Dolla Brand, Abdullah Ibrahim, moved back there when Nelson Mandela came to power. He's also getting on in years now as well, right?
So yeah, they're in their, if they're not in their 80s, they're almost 80 years old. And you're right, it's a little ironic. We're talking about this on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is one of these recordings, as Candy said, that was almost lost. It was destroyed. Many of them were destroyed by the South African government because... You know, jazz was an expressive force of musical and social equality in that country, and it was really one of the things that the South African government at the time was trying to contain. And, you know, these musicians all had to flee the country, many of them not to return for decades later. And this recording that they're recreating was put back for the first time just a couple of years ago. So it's a really, really unique performance that... like you said, it's just got a really great special flavor to it.
And then, of course, that'll be happening on Tuesday, April 24th at 7 p.m. And as always, you can look for more information. And we even have some video clips there, ZollnerArtCenter.org.
Okay. Let's take a quick listen to a little bit from Abdullah Ibrahim with his band Akeya. It'll be the band Akeya that he'll be performing with, together with Freddie Hendrix, taking the parts that would have been done by Hugh Masekela. Let's take a listen to the title, actually the track named, that the band was named for, Akeya, from Abdullah Ibrahim and Akeya from their album The Mountain.
On WDIY, we thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
Back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. So you heard a nice snatch of South African jazz from Dolla Brand, Abdullah Ibrahim, and his band Akeya, that will be coming to the Zollner Arts Center in, where are we again? Tuesday, April 24th. I'm joined in the studio here by Candy Serinos and Andy Cassano from the Zollner Arts Center, and we are midway through discussing what's happening at the Zollner Arts Center during the second half of their 2017-2018 series. And we're in the middle of talking about the music. We've already covered the Wailing Jennies, and we've covered the Jazz Epistles. So let's move on to a contemporary classical concert. You have the music of Steve Reich's Different Trains being performed with Michael Jorgensen as the violin soloist, and he'll be working together with an amplified string quartet. This music, I think, was originally recorded by the Kronos Quartet, doesn't get performed live very often, I don't think, and it was a pioneering piece of music. But tell us a bit more about what's happening for this one.
This is a really unique piece. It's a three movement quartet that is was inspired by a series of train rides that Steve made between New York and Los Angeles to see his parents, who were separated at the time, and somehow he just got to thinking about traveling across the country and also the train rides that were being taken, interestingly enough, during World War II, and so he wrote this three movement piece that's not just a tribute to Holocaust survivors, as well as some interesting juxtaposition between white Americans and Jews moving back and forth across the United States, but also moving across Europe during World War II. He also wrote this in using recorded amplified voices. So he was using the idea of storytelling actually as a harmonic device that got overlaid as a part of the string quartet as well. So there's storytelling. There is this really emblematic, very emotional music that's being performed at the same time, and some fantastic storytelling that really makes this really an emotional piece of music that, as you said, isn't performed very often.
The sound effects, I think you mentioned there, the train sounds in there that are blended into the music, and I think the music was composed around building that into the music, and that was pretty different when Steve Reich did that. And
yeah, he actually pretty much started with the recording, the voices and as you said, the sounds of the trains and sirens first, and then he ended up writing the composition around it. So just a different way of actually even approaching composition altogether.
Why don't we have a little listen? Let me see. Let's have a listen to the first part of it, or the beginning of the first movement. And as Andy just told you, the work is in three movements, with one part in America, the next part in Europe, and then after the war. And, you know, the different trains being the trains taking people off to the concentration camps in Europe versus trains going cross-continent in the U.S. before the war. So let's just have a quick listen to give you a flavor of the piece. This is the Kronos Quartet performing Steve Reich's Different Trains. I believe the voice there was actually a conductor on one of the trains that when Steve Reich was traveling with his nanny.
Yeah, it was a Pullman porter. It was the two people were actually one of his caretakers and one of the porters from the train.
Yeah, and he did research to find that exact person to get them into the studio to do the announcing that the music was built around, as well as the really emblematic train horn there built into that piece. So that's happening with Michael Jorgensen and on violin, and with presumably three other musicians in an amplified string quartet performing the whole of Different Trains on Sunday, March 25th. That's a Sunday. Is that an evening or an afternoon?
3 p.m. actually.
3 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
March 25th is also Greek Independence Day, for what it's worth. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Very good.
You know.
From a resident Greek.
You'd be serving Greek food?
No, not at all.
No. Okay, so that was a classical concert. Bill Warfield is directing a stack of concerts during this season as well, right? Three or four of them, various different Lehigh University bands that trumpeter and composer and arranger Bill Warfield is directing. Do you want to quickly just mention Any of them you feel deserve special mention?
Well, one of the neatest concerts I think he's doing is actually the one that's coming up on February the 10th. It's the Ragtime Concert, and he's going to be featuring a lot of different ragtime composers. You know, the great Scott Joplin obviously will be one of the prominent composers. But one of the other composers that he's also going to be performing is music by Igor Stravinsky. And Igor Stravinsky was just as much a prolific ragtime and jazz composer as just about anything else. He wrote some really fantastic pieces before he even came to the United States, went to France before he even, while he was in Russia, and just some very interesting, he came into contact with ragtime by a friend of his actually just dropping off a bunch of scores before he'd actually ever heard it performed live. But he went on to compose some really fantastic jazz suites, some really interesting ragtime music, and like I said, Bill's going to be mixing that up with some of the great American ragtime composers on that program on February the 10th.
Okay, excellent. And there's Bill doing his the funk band as well in one of the other concerts, and more of the jazz ensemble, jazz orchestra happening as well as different ones. And
He's doing the Great American Songbook. You know, Bill likes to run the gamut with his shows, and he's very of the moment, what he wants to do, you know. So always puts on wonderful.
Yep, they are always good programs.
They're always good shows.
He's a marvelous trumpet player too. All right, let's move on to theatre. We are we're down to about three and a bit minutes left. So let's quickly talk about theatre and then mention anything from the lecture notation series you'd like to talk about.
So one of the plays that is being featured later in the spring is a piece called Orlando, which was written by Sarah Rule. It actually is an adaptation from the original story by Virginia Woolf. It's a wild drama that's set in a very... It's set over different periods of time, and it's about this nobleman who's enjoyed a lifetime of adventures. He's become a favorite of Queen Elizabeth I. He travels all over the world, where his reputation for spectacular debauchery is celebrated everywhere he goes. And then he has this encounter with a gypsy woman. He sleeps for seven days and wakes up again as a woman and goes through a number of similar adventures as this bold, free demeanor woman who is being subjected to the strict and hampering skirts of the Victorian era and all this expectation of different female behavior and feminine behavior that she's, you know, subjected to through Victorian England. And there's this interesting juxtaposition between the man and the woman and the instinct of each and how they ended up fitting into their place and their time. It's a really fun story. It's a really beautiful play, mixed with biographical narration to tell a story of this person who lives outside human expectations and enjoys twice the experience that humanity has to offer.
You have a new director for it as well, I think, right? A very recent 2017 graduate from your theater program?
Yeah, Caroline Jeffries, who's done a number of plays while she's been at Lehigh and continues to do some really fantastic work. She directed Spelling Bee last year, which, you know, was very well received. So we're excited to see how she treats this performance.
Okay, and that's happening multiple dates spread over. Remind me again, is that February?
Yes. The actual dates for Orlando, they start on February 23rd, running through that weekend. So the weekday shows are 7:30 p.m., whereas the Sunday is at 2 p.m., and then they come back again March 1st through the 3rd.
Through that weekend.
So, yeah, the second weekend. So it's... You can always find the dates and times, zollnerartcenter.org.
Okay, very good. Quickly, and lectures, notation series, David Sedaris you have coming, right?
Yeah, the wonderful David Sedaris is coming later in the spring semester. He's coming on April the 10th, which is a Tuesday. Very easy to get in and see him. We're also bringing in Colson Whitehead from the Underground Railroad. He is a Pulitzer Prize fiction author, a MacArthur Genius Grant Award winner, just a terrific novelist who we're also bringing in a little bit earlier in the year on March the 6th.
Okay, lots of stuff spread across the artistic spectrum happening, and thank you for coming in to tell us just about some of them. And you know, we haven't talked about everything, and as Candy kept telling us, again, Candy, more information.
ZollnerArtsCenter.org. We're on all the various social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can find us, as well as just giving a call, 610-7LU-ARTS.
Okay. Look, thank you, Candy and Andy, for coming in to tell us about at least some of the things that are happening in the big program that you have coming up over the next 5 months. Thank you so much for being our guests on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon tonight.
It was great
being
here.
Thanks, Bill.